Having arrived home in the early hours, Nat sat yawning at the kitchen table of their small cottage at Rodmel, 10 miles from Brighton, staring at the news of a suicide bombing in Afghanistan on the breakfast show. It was 8:11, according to the screen, 8:09, according to his watch, and it was the dead of night, according to his mental alertness. He spooned some shreddies into his mouth, swilled them down with orange juice and black coffee, before hurrying back upstairs. He kissed Susan and patted the bump goodbye. "Ride carefully," she said. "What do you think I'm going to do, ride dangerously?" he thought, but did not say. Instead he said, "I love you." "Love you too. Call me." Nat kissed her again, then went downstairs, tugged on his helmet and his leather gloves, and stepped outside into the frosty morning. Dawn was only just broken as he wheeled the heavy red machine out of the garage, then swung the door shut with a loud clang. Although there was a ground frost, it had not rained for several days, so there was no danger of black ice on the roads. He looked up at the curtained window, then pressed the starter button of his beloved motorbike for the last time in his life.